The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Welcome to On Topic, where we talk about the programs, issues, and ideas that are shaping the federal courts. On Topic today, we're talking about computers, video conferencing, even the cloud with Judge Thomas Hardiman. He's chair of the Judicial Conference Committee on Information Technology. What does IT have to do with the federal courts?
IT is not only important, but essential to the work that we do. As with other areas of government or commerce, it's simply a fact of life that we couldn't do our work without information technology. We're all reliant upon our desktop computers, we're reliant upon our mobile devices, and of course there's a tremendous amount of hardware and support that goes into ensuring that the judiciary is able to function really 24/7.
Okay, cost cutting, cost containment. Budgets are tight, we all know that. What's new in IT that helps the court's bottom line?
In particular, right now we're saving money with the rollout of a national IPT telephone system. That national system replaces the plain old telephone service lines, which in many areas in the country are extremely expensive when compared to the service that we can provide through the national IPT system. That voice over internet protocol came to the private sector quite some time ago, and we're excited to bring it to the judiciary at this point in time, both in terms of quality of service and also saving tremendous amounts of money. We're also taking advantage of technology and the economies of scale that come with it. For example, we're consolidating several of our data centers, and that's going to realize a lot of cost savings. We save a tremendous amount of money on rent and utilities as we are able to service our computers remotely.
Well, where else can IT save money for the courts? What about travel costs? That's a huge expense.
Another area where technology is saving money is through video conferencing. There's a tremendous amount of cost avoidance in the judiciary now. I've participated in video conferences involving participants from four or more states at any one time. In some cases, the courts, when the weather is in a terrible situation and judges can't travel, they may participate by video to hear cases. Defendants in some cases, rather than having to be transported to the courthouse for initial appearances, are appearing on video with their consent and the consent of their counsel.
Well, who else is using IT to work better and to save money?
Probation officers in the field. They're able to do their work much more efficiently and more effectively with the real-time benefits that come from mobile devices, whether it be a smartphone or an iPad device. In addition, that mobility with the probation officers and other stakeholders in the judiciary is working hand in hand with the Space and Facilities Committee's efforts to reduce the footprint of the judiciary, to save rent, which can be very expensive and increases over time. So there's a wide array of cost savings and cost avoidances that come with the new technology that we are excited to deploy.
Hack attacks, identity theft, cyberspace is a dangerous place. How do we make computer use safer for everybody?
There have been some well-publicized attacks, unfortunately, that have hit private enterprise, and the courts have not been immune from that. We have seen a few incidents that we have responded to very quickly, and security is a major concern for us. We have a robust security infrastructure that works very hard to protect and safeguard the proprietary information of the judiciary. We work very hard at security, but it's important that each user be mindful of the security concerns as well, and basic maintenance like password protections, complexity with the passwords, making sure that you don't hand out your passwords or put them in public places. Some of these security remedies are basic, but we try to get our judges to have good habits regarding security because it is important that we protect the information the judiciary has.
Okay, let's talk about the future. What will the judiciary's IT of the future look like? Will we all be in the cloud?
Some would say that we could be in the cloud figuratively or perhaps literally, but I think on the figurative level, cloud computing is a fact of life. Technology changes, and we need to be adept at responding to those changes. So the judiciary is engaged in mobile computing. So it's important that our users have the ability to work, and again, 24/7, the judges that I know are quite often on their devices, whether it be a laptop computer, an iPad, a mobile phone, and judges are using those devices at night. They're using them on weekends. It's there are emergencies that come up in the judiciary. So the ability to work from a mobile platform really is essential to what we do. It's not a luxury item. It's essential to the work of the judiciary at this time.
Thank you, Judge Hardiman, for talking with us about information technology.
Thank you for the invitation, Karen. It was a pleasure to be here, and I and the members of the IT committee are looking forward to all the opportunities and the challenges that are coming in the days ahead. Thank you.
And that's On Topic. Join us next time. I'm Karen Redmond for the U.S. Courts.